This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're at the halfway mark of the baseball season. The All-Star Game is tonight in San Diego. And there will be, I'm sure, plenty of highlights on SportsCenter right after the game. But through the first half of this season, a lot of baseball's brightest moments have been captured in a much more traditional form, albeit updated for the digital age. Elizabeth Brockway reports from New York.
When the Topps Company in Brooklyn started selling baseball cards 65 years ago, it was mostly as a ploy to get kids to buy bubble gum. Hard, hard bubble gum. At least, that's how Michael Bofshever, also 65 and from Brooklyn, remembers it.
And depending on how long the cards were at the candy store, some of that gum was, could crack in half. It wasn't pliable.
Bofshever, by the way, he's my uncle. And he grew up buying cards from the local candy store with the dollar allowance his parents gave him.
You stuff the gum in your mouth, and then you'd shuffle through your cards to see who you got, and you'd read the statistics.
But today, practically any stat you want is online, making baseball cards all but obsolete. Which is why this season, Topps is trying something new. They're calling it Topps Now. They take great moments from individual games and turn them into cards overnight, and then sell them for just 24 hours online for only $9.99 a pop. The most popular card so far? On May 7th, Mets starting pitcher Bartolo Colon hit a home run. He's 43, and he doesn't have your typical athletic figure. He's lovingly known as Big Sexy, and this was his first ever Major League home run. It was the perfect moment for a Topps Now card, said Susan Lugedi, the company's marketing manager.
It was kind of a no-brainer, that situation. There was no sort of like, should we? It was like, all right, this is definitely happening.
They sold almost 9,000 cards in the single day it was available. Over 5,000 more than the next most popular card. And it's even selling on eBay, sometimes going for over $50. When I visited Topps, Associate Art Director Michael Linkins was searching for a photo to help make a card for that day another bestseller.
We do lean towards celebratory moments a little more, a Gatorade bath or a curtain call. We try to capture the moment best we can.
The night before, another Mets pitcher, Noah Syndergaard, hit two home runs in one game.
We consider things like what will crop best in a card. Will it be vertical or horizontal?
So what are you leaning towards?
Well, that's a nice shot.
He goes with a photo of Syndergaard high-fiving a teammate as he arrives at home plate, his famed flaxen hair flowing behind him. But despite Lincoln's best efforts, not everyone's a fan. 23-year-old Ian Wenick prefers traditional baseball cards because the money payoff can be much higher. We're talking over $1 million for some of the uber-rare cards. And when it comes to Topps Now, Wenick says,
I think that's just sort of a bit of a gimmick, and they're just kind of trying to bank on virality and stuff kind of spreading. I hope people hop on that bandwagon.
But the next generation of collectors, like 9-year-old Avery Rosen, think it's cool. And he mentioned a future Met celebration he's hoping to order online.
I would want Yoenis Cespedes to hit a walk-off two-run homer in the ninth inning to win the game 2-1. Maybe in the playoffs or something. That would be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool. And who knows? Maybe Avery's hopeful card or Bartolo Colon's surprise hit will be two of the classics going for the big bucks in a few years. In New York, I'm Elizabeth Brockway for Marketplace.